Hi there, welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson, and our show tonight is on chakras. I've got a new chakra video I want to show you, but it's also good for audio as well. And the intention for tonight is that all chakras are in alignment so that Kundalini energy can flow from the core of the earth to the central sun. That's all. Okay. But before we get started, let me tell you about some things that are going on here at the Institute. We've got our next semester starting, well, online. We start about every week. You actually could start this week, but the next big time to start for our online is January 5th. And we've got classes Tuesday and Thursday nights and also on Saturday morning. So it's Tuesday and Thursday nights, 6 to 8 p.m. Pacific time, and Saturdays 10 to 1. We go through how sound works in the universe, how the universe is made up of vibration at all levels of reality. We also go through and get you to a place of peace and stillness over and over, so that becomes the norm. And so you can not only know how to do it yourself, but also so you can show others how to do it. And we also are a vocational school, so we have many skills and techniques that we teach on how to do this as a career, even in the current times, right? So that's the online live version, but you can do it by video, or you can do any combination of live and by video. It's a really profound program on how sound works at all levels of reality. We also have the Institute version, but it's already sold out. You could get on the waiting list. We've got, it's only half at the Institute and half online. So that's starting January 20th. But we also have the recording program, totally separate from the sound healing program. That's starting, I think it's January 12th, and it's online. It works really well. You can see my screen. You can see what I'm doing with Pro Tools, and you can hear what I'm doing in real time. You get videos of all the classes, and it's really an amazing class. I mean, I wrote the main book in audio recording and in the whole field, the book used in recording schools around the world, where I used bubbles to show different styles of mixes, right? And but also I wrote the main book in producing as well, and I wrote the main book in sound healing. So you get a really good perspective on how to make sound in your recordings way more effective physically, mentally, emotionally, and even spiritually, right? So we also work with binaural beats. We also go into all the different frequencies kind of based on chakras. We also we do producing, recording, mixing, and also MIDI as well. So that's happening January 12th. Those are our main classes happening. The other big thing that's happening tomorrow is the Medical Sound Association meeting. This is where we've got a whole group of doctors and sound therapists to actually figure out precisely how to heal every disease in the world with sound and vibration. Yeah, we thought we'd start small, right? I mean, it's not only how frequencies work, but also how combinations of frequencies work, how the relationships of frequencies work, and also musical flow. Really, what we're looking at is how the musical flows will work within the 11 systems in the body. What's the music playing through the nervous system? What's the tempo? What's the melody, right? And what are the frequency components of each of the parts that are transmitting and receiving the actual musical flow through each of the systems, each of the 11 systems? So it's pretty technical. You know, we're doing this for the medical side of hospitals, not for the integrative side. We'll touch on the integrative side a bit, but that's not our main focus. And that's tomorrow. Tomorrow from 10 in the morning, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific time. If you haven't already received an invitation, email me and I'll send you the Zoom link for tomorrow's meeting. I'm really excited about it. I mean, we're looking at, we'll be, what we're we're doing is really creating research protocols as to how we'll approach the research. Even more so, this is the way I'm thinking of it. You know, there's a lot of people that are doing cool technologies these days that are really interesting and can be really effective in certain areas, but they don't tell you precisely how they came up with the frequencies and the basis of their ideas on how the body works, right? The basis of what we're working with is mostly just the fact that it's not just a frequency, because a lot of electromagnetic devices are just using frequencies. Well, maybe it's a combination of frequencies that will do the healing. Maybe it's a certain musical flow of frequencies changing over time that will do the healing, right? So we want to check all levels and maybe work at all levels at the same time, right? And so I think most people that are working with vibration, whether it's sound, electromagnetic light, they're not working at all the levels. And we really want to expand into that area. Also, all of these proprietary companies, they're not going to tell you if a frequency doesn't work, right? Oh, yeah, this works well, but this doesn't work so well. Well, you're marketing people in a company like that's not going to tell you that, right? It's like, you know, and so the whole goal here is to create a think tank to figure out precisely how the body works. It's really the holy grail of all. So because once we have that figured out, we're not just hitting and missing with different research projects. We're not just working on one thing. We know precisely how to go about it, right? And so that's really the ultimate goal is how vibration works at the body, in the body, not only physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, right? Again, thought we'd just start small here, right? So that's starting, that's our meeting is tomorrow. And that's, again, from 10 to 1. We also have the Sound Education Association meeting coming up January 10th. We just set it for January 10th. And in that association, we are taking the exercises that we've already done for the children that are at soundeducationcenter.com. We have 500 completed exercises, and we're expanding. We've got another 2,000 that we've already figured out how to do, and we need to get those written up. And then we're setting up a whole team to bring these exercises into public and private schools around the world. Really excited. I think this can help the planet more than anything. And so if you need an invitation to that, email me at David or either of these, David@soundhealingcenter.com. The other things, right now we've got our sale going on, 15% off for all sound lounges, sound tables, base pillows and dolphins, and then 10% off. Oh, 15% off on all crystal bowls too, and 10% off on just about everything else in the store. And that's at soundoflove.com. You can just purchase and we'll do the refund within 24 hours, or you can email me and I'll send you a PayPal request with the discount already included. We also have our therapies, the voice analysis. We sell the voice analysis program too, so you could use it for your own business. And it works quite well online over the phone or over Zoom. We also do the Root Soul online or over Zoom as well, where we find your home note. The voice analysis finds what's missing. And so we give you a CD in that key. So we also have my book, The Complete Guide to Sound Healing. We've got all my CDs, got over 100 CDs, including the frequency CDs that you put on the body with headphones. You don't listen to them, you play them on the body, right? And we've got the bass pod and bass belt where you can put that on the body to actually get way more vibration than your headphones. And it's really effective for pain. We also have a research foundation that we're working on autism, ADD, PTSD, sleep. We've got frequencies for sleep and CDs for sleep where we can tune them to you, ADD, where we can tune it to you in beta and really get rid of the ADD or ADHD completely. It's really cool to be able to say a cure these days. For the last 10 years, we've not said the word cure. We're being a little more careful. Of course, you know, we've still got to be careful because it's with the doctors, when we're working with the doctors, that we can say we're creating a cure, right? I can't say it around here. Can't say it at home. Right. Get in trouble around here. Right? Yeah. So we're dealing with symptoms, right? Okay. So you can find all the therapies at soundtherapycenter.com. And I think that's about it. If you're still interested in listening to the playback of the conference, I think it's $97. You can get the downloads for all the presenters. And that's at GlobeSoundHealingConference.com. GlobeSoundHealingConference.com. Yeah. Okay. So, chakras. It's interesting. I've come up with a way to do a chakra treatment that will get rid of anxiety and panic attacks. And everybody that's tried it, it works. We haven't done research, so we don't know how effective it is with large numbers of people, but all the people have tried it, it works to get rid of panic attacks and anxiety. And it's really effective. You know, most people, when they do chakra treatments, they'll choose either a specific sound, which are all the different syllables, you know, that different people have come up with over thousands of years, whether it's Sanskrit. Jonathan Goldman has his whole set. There's lots of people that have different sounds for the different chakras, right? So people often just do those sounds. They say, do this, right? Ooh, for the root, right? And so forth. Or people choose different instruments for chakras. And that's very cool. You know, you could use the didgeridoo or gong or a big drum, big frame drum for the root chakra, right? You use little bells for the crown chakra, right? Low frequencies for the lower chakras, higher frequencies as you go up for the higher chakras. And that's very cool. But the technique I have is really finding them yourself. It's a little more work, right? But it's really effective because I've come to believe that the frequencies for the chakras are not the same from person to person, right? And the reason I believe that is because we've had people finding them for the last 10 years, and people come up with all different notes and all different frequencies. Nobody comes up with the same on their own consistently at all, right? We've done like 1,000 people, right? So I think it's best to find it yourself. But here's the deal. It doesn't really matter if you get the frequency right, right? The most important thing about working with chakras is to get the frequency or sound stable. And that's easy because that's a vowel. That's just any vowel, right? As opposed to ah, right? It's more the chakras are tied to endocrine glands, and when they're a little out of sorts, I found they start buzzing. It's like, especially feel it in the thyroid, often feel it in the thymus, especially feel it in the adrenals. They go, when you overworked them, right? I often feel it in my third eye even. It's often, took me a while before I really could tune into that buzz in my third eye and then actually overcome it. I can't feel the buzz. I don't think I can feel the buzz in my pineal gland. I guess that's my next sensory experience. Just realize I don't think I, you know, sometimes I don't really feel a buzz there, but I do feel a buzz elsewhere in all the other chakras, even the root chakra, right? Although for my root chakra, often I don't feel it at all. I'm a creative type, right? So I have to actually get it going, although it doesn't take much at all to get into my root chakra, but I have to, it's often stagnant instead of buzzing. So you can have chakras that are, you know, just not there. You're not feeling them at all, or they can be offline by buzzing, right? And the whole trick is to get into getting them, is to get them back to a coherent, stable vibration, which is any vowel. So let me walk you through this technique for overcoming anxiety and panic attacks. It's really effective. Let me pull up my PowerPoint and I'll show it to you too. For each of the chakras, I actually have different questions that I like to ask for each chakra. Right? For the root chakra, the questions to ask yourself are, how grounded are you? Are you in your body or more in your head? It's really interesting, the answers I get on this question. You know, people often are like, oh yeah, I'm in my head. And then I'll ask, well, can you get in your body easily? Right? And they're like, oh yeah, yeah. Or I've had people say no. It's pretty kind of occasionally, right? Then there's other people that say, oh yeah, I do hikes and qigong, or you know, I do yoga every day, so I'm in my body a lot, right? Which is actually way less than the people that are in their head. So if someone's, you know, in the head all the time, it's like the root chakra is stagnant. You need to get into it and start feeling it, right? So that's a really good question to ask. So here's the technique. So you feel the root chakra at the base of your spine, or you can go even lower down to the perineum and feel that spot. And then imagine a little sphere of vibration vibrating right at the root chakra. Again, it doesn't matter if you get the frequency right. Although if you listen closely and use your intuition, you can find just the right frequency. Then it's even more effective. But it doesn't matter. It's mostly about getting a stable, consistent vibration vibrating there. And we're just imagining it, right? Start, right? So imagine a frequency vibrating at the base of your spine. Again, I often visualize a little sphere, right? Okay, feel it vibrating there. Just find a note, a low note, and imagine it vibrating there. Okay. Cool. Now, make it out loud. For me, it's too low. It's lower than I can sing, right? But do low note for that root chakra. Cool. Of course, we do it longer if you're doing it on your own. Then let's move up to the second chakra, to the sacral. Right. So the question I have to ask here is, do you let go of emotions easily, or do you hold on to them? Right? I mean, it's really interesting, the answers I get. Some people say, yeah, I finally learned to let go. And I had somebody just last month say, still hold on to them. I said, does it affect your digestion? Oh, yeah, often. Right? So that's really telling. If someone's still holding on to their emotions, you're going to work with flow there. You're going to work to move the energy there, to move the energy out so it's not stuck. You can also ask, how are you around your sensuality? Right? Because some people are not ready to really address it, right? Or see it, right? So listen for a frequency a little higher than what you just did, and get that frequency vibrating just below your belly button. Again, like a little sphere, right? Vibrating consistently, right? Just humming sweetly just below your belly button. Imagine it vibrating there. Now make it out loud. I've got a little buzz going on down there from some stuff that happened today. That one's so good. Then we got our third chakra. Oops. Okay, this is the question I like to ask for the third chakra. Are you above people where you're frustrated, upset, or even angry with others? Or are you below people where you're insecure, not good enough, feeling criticized? Or are you equal to people in your power? Really telling. I mean, some people go between all three, right? If people are really feeling insecure, I have them do a really powerful no, right? Really intensely. So they're in their power. You can do no is a really good one because it's like setting boundaries, right? Not hurting anybody, just setting boundaries, right? Or if somebody's above people, then it's really about calming it down, right? When I'm upset or angry, I feel that my third chakra is leaking energy out, right? So I pull it in and actually just kind of seal it or close it down. Not close it down, but actually just soothe it and calm it, right? So listen for a frequency. Notice where you are in that area. And listen for a frequency and get it vibrating. Little sphere right in your third chakra. A little higher than the second. Don't worry about getting it right. Play with it and just get it vibrating. Imagine it vibrating. Okay, make it out loud. For the fourth chakra, heart chakra. Question is, how open is your heart? How much love do you have in your life? Really interesting question, the answers I get. And it's funny, often I'll look at people and I'll think, they don't look very heart open. And then I ask this question and it's like, oh, I've got so much love in my life. I'm like, whoa, cool. Right? So I can't always tell, right, how people are going to answer this. And I had one woman say, I don't know what love is. Right? Whoa. Let's do some love for your heart chakra. One of my favorites is to have them send a sound of love to their own heart and give that as homework. Right? For the third chakra, it's the no. For the heart chakra, it's love to your heart. Okay, so find a frequency that feels right and get it vibrating in the heart chakra, which is the thymus. Make it out loud. Again, we can do it much longer than we're doing here. Okay. For the throat chakra, are you able to express yourself freely? Can you make sound freely? Are you able to speak your truth? Kind of a problem for women on this planet because men have been squashing the the throat chakra of women for thousands of years, including now, especially in other countries, but still big time in the US, right? It's really crazy. And then even guys have trouble with the throat chakra because they don't know how to express themselves without being too cocky, right? Because they didn't have mentors often. We're learning, though. We're learning, right? And then can you make sound freely? Are you able just to go, can you play still like you did when you were a baby, right? Some good questions, right? So then listen for a sound in the throat chakra. Get a little sphere vibrating there, vibrating really harmoniously in the throat. And make it out loud. Okay. Then we have the third eye. How good is your intuition? Do you trust it? Is your third eye open where you can see energy, not only inside people's bodies, but out in nature as well, seeing ley lines, right? It's really interesting what people say. Also, how is your vision in life? You know, you have a good vision of what you're here to do on the planet. Listen for the frequency vibrating here. Get a frequency vibrating right there consistently. Find a note, any note. Right, any note, whatever feels good for you. And just have it vibrating consistently. And then make it out loud. For the crown chakra, are you able to connect to spirit at will? It's really interesting, the answers I get. Most people can't, right? And then I ask, if not, I said, what's your spiritual practice? Right? That's telling. You can often see if a person's crown chakra is open because they've got a sparkle around them, right? They're kind of lit up like a Christmas tree, right? At least I can see it, right? So listen for a frequency at the crown, vibrating consistently. Get it vibrating, stable. Too high for me to make out loud, but I'll try anyway. Go ahead and try and make it out loud. Cool. Now, let's do a frequency sweep from the crown down to the root. Slow enough so you feel each chakra as you go, right? And fast enough so that you feel a flow, right? A smooth flow, like the Kundalini energy, okay? Okay, back up to the crown. And back down one more time. Again, feel each one as you go by it. Yeah. Okay. Just that would get rid of my panic attacks that I had years ago. Not only get rid of it, I would just be really high, especially when I got to the crown chakra. Everything would just open up. And I went from being freaked out to like totally blissed out, right? And all fear went away. I got rid of my Xanax and zero fear, because if you've ever had panic attacks, they can be really scary, right? all fear went away. This is huge. Had so many people that have taught this, and it works really well. Now, let me show you some other things you can add into this. You can add in different colors. Now, the traditional colors for the chakras are red for the root, orange, gold, or yellow for the solar plexus, green for the heart, pink for the high heart, blue for the throat, I like baby blue, purple or violet or white light for the third eye, and then violet, white, or clear light for the crown, right? But you could use any colors. In ancient Tibet, they use a whole different range of colors. And you could try different colors. Like maybe for the root chakra, you need like gold today. Maybe you need a deep blue. So you like try different colors, just like going up and down, trying different frequencies for the chakras. You can actually try different colors. So you don't have to use the traditional colors. So that's really, but it's really nice to add in color while you're doing sound on the chakras. I found it really, really helpful, especially for the panic attacks, right? See, it's really effective. Right? But then the other thing that I do that's a little out there is I add in different beings for each chakra. Right? If this is too out there for you, don't tell anybody. So for the root chakra, I use, actually for my feet, I use Babaji, really grounding for me. Raphael for the root chakra, I like the sound Raphael, Raphael, right? Just sounds grounding. So I bring Raphael's energy. Every one of these higher beings is a frequency. They all have their own frequency, right? Saint Germain for the second chakra, add in Kuan Yin for all those times when I'm, you know, emotionally upset or in the fire. I want to fix some of these. I also like to use Kuan Yin for the second chakra as well, on the third chakra with Archangel Michael. Right? Michael's got a sword, you know. He can like cut through any time you're not feeling good enough in the third chakra. Or whenever you're feeling too cocky and cut you back down to size with love, right? For the heart chakra, I use Christ, but actually, ever since I went to Mount Shasta last year and Mother Mary came in, I now use Christ and Mother Mary and Kuan Yin. I like to bring in Kuan Yin for the heart as well. Christ energy, right? And Christ energy. But then, okay, I still use Mother Mary for the throat. I use Mary Magdalene, and then just last week, I started using St. Francis, right? St. Francis of Assisi, right? For the throat chakra. I really like St. Francis there. He's got such a sweet energy. And then the Hathors, you know, they're all about vocal expression, right? So got them. And then for the third eye, I use Gabriel, Archangel Gabriel. Dijwa Cool, I call him DJ Cool. He's a guy that Alice Bailey channels in her books. And then Metatron, right? These work really well for my third eye. Toth goes straight to source, straight to the crown, straight up to spirit. And then I've got this little being that I work with called Aragon that opens up my crown to source. And then Eagle Heart, actually the truth, Eagle Heart is kind of like a combination of all of them. It's a Native American energy that's come into me many times, and I feel it. Total heart opening, total grounded, kind of like all chakras at once, right? And then I'll just lay there after I call in each one of these and let them all work on all the chakras simultaneously. When you can tune into multiple chakras simultaneously, that's really the whole deal. Because you're going out of the prefrontal cortex where you're focused on one thing, you're tuning into multiple things at once. So if this resonates with you, you don't have to use the ones I've come up with. You could do a search for ascended masters online, do a search for archangels, and see which ones resonate for you. I just intuitively chose these for me. There's no rhyme or reason other than what just felt right. So just, you know, choose whatever feels right for you and play with them. They're all stable, consistent frequencies, right? So whenever I have anything going on, especially if I can't sleep in the middle of the night or I wake up early, I will do this whole chakra treatment with the frequency for each chakra, add in colors, and bring in these beings. And I'm back asleep within 5 minutes, right? If I've got anything going on, it's amazing how effective this is. And to do it before you get out of bed, just so effective because you're so in your body. You're like tuned into all areas of your system and you're ready to go. You can just do it in any meditation before you go to sleep. I really like to do it. I do it every single morning before I get out of bed. I even use crystals for each chakra as well. So it's like a whole hour meditation I do. And it's like, although I have to compete with my kitty, because she often wants to lay on my chest while I'm doing it, especially when I get to the higher energies of the Hathors, Gabriel, and Toth. She's like up on my chest just purring, right? move. Okay. So that's the main thing I wanted to share with you as far as the meditation. Now, I've got a guided meditation I want to play for you where each chakra is actually the same note. And the reason I do it this way is because every chakra is the same note an octave higher. And that actually means that when you play them all together, not only do they sound really harmonious together, which they don't if you play the C to the B, you play C to B, which are the normal chakras, C, D, E, F, G, A, B. And you play them all at once on a piano. Bang, it sounds horrible, right? So I got the same note, an octave up for each one. So you get the full range of frequencies, right? And they sound really beautiful together. And it allows you to tune in to all seven chakras simultaneously because you can hear all of them in that one sound, all seven frequencies, right? And I walk you through it in this meditation. So let me play it for you. I've got some cool visuals if you're on video. If not, it worked really well without the visuals, so don't worry. Okay. So let me play this and enjoy. If you're on computer speakers, you won't hear the low frequencies. You need headphones, right? So you need either some speakers or headphones to be able to hear the lows in this, because otherwise you're missing. Computer speakers don't go as low as the lows in this. Okay, so let me play this guided meditation with the visuals now. I just finished it with the visuals last month. And enjoy.
Chakra, your grounding, and connect your root chakra to the lowest frequency you can hear in this music. Bring that frequency into your root. Second chakra while keeping the frequency of the first chakra going. The second chakra is your emotions and sensuality. The second chakra is an octave higher. Here both frequencies lower and the higher. Both chakras at the same time humming. First chakra and second, third chakra, your heart. first chakra, and second, third chakra, your heart chakra, fifth chakra, third eye, first chakra, and second, third chakra, your heart chakra, third eye.
I wanted to share with you that a few years ago, this intuitive told me that I was supposed to bring in the ninth octave into the planet. And I thought, whoa, what's that mean? And I thought of the chakras, and they said that I would create a whole crystalline grid through the whole planet. And so when I ended up in Big Sur, at Pfeiffer Beach that day, I saw the root chakra at the center of the earth, as in this visual, and then a second chakra, a little wider, and third, and fourth, and the seventh chakra was actually at the surface of the earth, and then went on up to the eighth octave, which was up in the atmosphere a little bit, and walked on up, and then walked on up to the ninth octave. And it was like really high frequency because the seventh chakra is like, right? And then so I walked up to the eighth and the ninth, it's like way higher. It's like doggy range, right? And established this grid of nine different dimensions around the planet. And then one day somebody said, well, you know, people talk about 18 dimensions. So I started thinking about going all the way up to 18 different circles around the whole planet. And when I did that, when I was in Mount Shasta, by the way, I actually started seeing a whole torus where the 18 grid, let's see if I can get this full screen. So we had the 18 grids were like these grids that were part of the torus, right? But the center of the torus went up to the central sun, and the bottom of the torus went down into the core of the earth. So now we had all the levels of different dimensions where they say different beings hang out, right, at different dimensions, which are actually higher frequencies. And we had this 18, I visualized this 18 dimensional series of circles or spheres around the entire earth, and then was able to run love through the whole 18 dimensions of the entire torus of the whole earth. And it's been really effective. Whenever I'm in large groups, often I'll run the whole group energy through that whole torus. And it just gets me really high, because when you tune into all 18 dimensions simultaneously, all the way up to the central sun, to the core of the earth, holy moly, it's like amazing, right? So tune into that energy and hold it for at least the rest of the night, week ahead, months ahead, years ahead, and lifetimes ahead. May all your chakras be aligned so the Kundalini flows freely. Thanks for listening, and take care.